This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a stark portrayal of hunger in America. In 99% of U.S. counties, virtually the entire country, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, is not fully meeting the needs of the people who rely on it. That's from a study out this morning from the Urban Institute, which finds that depending on where, the gap can be a little or a lot. SNAP was never intended to provide a family's entire food budget, but in many households, that's the role it's taken on. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
4 out of 10 households are unable to provide nutritious meals despite receiving maximum SNAP benefits, according to the study. Chris Douglas runs the food bank in Westmoreland County in rural Pennsylvania. Many of the people he sees are also getting SNAP.
Most of the people that we service are not sitting at home jobless. They work multiple jobs. They just don't make enough money to support their families.
Triada Stampus works with New York City's food bank. She says the program hasn't kept up with where and how people live.
The United States of the 1960s is not the United States of the, 20-teens.
Ellen Bollinger is with the Food Research and Action Center, an advocacy group. She says efforts to modernize SNAP are in the works, like an online ordering program.
Things that can be done that improve access to benefits, where and how people are able to use their benefits, certainly can be improvements.
Bringing benefits more in line with where people live has also been proposed. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.